This is the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, July 2013. Page 10. To eat or to offend. Bizarre foods pose an etiquette challenge for travelers. Every meal was an adventure for frequent business traveler George Irving when he worked for an auto manufacturer in Thailand. "You name it, I have tried it," says Irving. "Frog skins dried like chips, dried squid, fish head soup, pickled duck tongues, 1,000-year salted eggs, and so many other interesting items." Irving says he developed a rule for his Thai hosts. "Don't tell me what it is until I have eaten it." Many business travelers face a culinary and social dilemma in foreign countries. They don't want to insult their hosts or lose a business deal, but what's being served appears difficult to consume or downright disgusting. Experts in business etiquette say there's no easy answer, and their suggestions about what to do are mixed. Bizarre, but safe. Physicians who specialize in travel medicine say a plate of garlic crickets or another food considered bizarre by many Americans is okay to consume if prepared in a sanitary fashion, but it may be wise to eat lightly. Travel medicine expert Phyllis Kozarski says foods abroad that Americans consider bizarre point out cultural differences and may not be more dangerous to one's health than foods commonly eaten. If something is cooked and steaming, most likely it's going to be pretty free of bacteria, says Kozarski. Dr. Paul Sanders says it may be wise to not eat too much of a bizarre food. If you eat something new, the intestines may not handle it well. Refusing can be insulting. Refusing an unappealing food, though, could have consequences. It is considered an insult not to at least taste every item set before you, says etiquette expert Cindy Side. "This is no different than someone coming into my home and refusing to try something I prepared or specially ordered for them just because of the way it looked or their past bias." Searching for solutions. Michael Soon Lee, author of Cross-Cultural Selling for Dummies, says that an outright refusal to eat food served would be very insulting. A white lie, he says, is an acceptable alternative. If you don't want to be adventurous, you can simply fib and say you're allergic to whatever is being served, says Lee. Or simply say, "My doctor has me on a strict diet, so I have to watch what I eat." The rewards of adventure. Side suggests business travelers try unappealing food abroad if they can. "I've tried rattlesnake meat, fried crickets, and barbecued scorpions and have lived to tell it," she says. "They may not be my favorite food items, yet they were great experiences I enjoyed." Irving says that in most business situations abroad, the locals are understanding if an American refuses to eat something. If you have a good attitude, however, and are a little adventuresome with your choices, it is much easier to break the ice and relate to your hosts, he says. He remembers several tasty, bizarre meals. "One would never eat fish maw soup if it was known that it is fish intestines, but it is absolutely great," Irving recalls. Another favorite is fried morning glory, the same vine that grows around your mother's mailbox. Other side of the coin. Not every strange food was a pleasant experience. "I can do without another course of fried rat in Jinggong, China, or the dog soup in Korea," Irving says. Though Irving apparently has a very wide palate, he couldn't finish an unsettling business meal in Hanoi. "We tried the special lobster sashimi, picking the translucent flesh from the tail when we noticed the lobster move across the table, he says. When my business associate and I discovered that the lobster was still alive, we couldn't eat anymore. But our Japanese hosts gobbled up the delicacy. Vocabulary focus. Bizarre. Etiquette. Sanitary. Bias. Fib. The other side of the coin. Gobble.